Here's your daily news roundup from 97.9 WGBW.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Feldman with this local news update. Downtown De Pere is marking a major milestone this morning in the development of the former Shopko site. City officials are breaking ground for a new De Pere parking garage located at 224 North Wisconsin Street. City leaders say the groundbreaking ceremony is a significant step toward progress. The parking structure, a first for De Pere, is part of a $90 million mixed-use project. Plans for future development include a five-story hotel, an apartment complex, and commercial office space. Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin wants Kristi Noem out. At a press conference after Alex Preddy's killing in Minneapolis this weekend, Baldwin called for the Department of Homeland Security Secretary to resign immediately.
She has blatantly lied to the American people, telling them not to believe their own eyes. She is overseeing total and utter chaos in our country, putting more American lives at risk every day. And that is why she has to go. She needs to be fired or she should resign.
Meanwhile, a possible government shutdown looms on Capitol Hill as lawmakers butt heads on how long to extend funding for the Department of Homeland Security. The goal is to provide enough time to cut a deal to rein in ICE agent practices, according to senators in both parties. The Packers are teaming up with a local nonprofit to cheer up kids in the hospital. A group of players, both past and present, delivered gift baskets to patients and their families this week at HSHS St. Vincent Children's Hospital in Green Bay. It's part of the Super Baskets of Hope initiative started by NFL Hall of Famer Tony Dungy, with the goal of making sure children in all 32 NFL cities can experience the joy of the Super Bowl. More than 12,000 baskets are donated nationwide this year. In Green Bay, rookie defensive end Baron Sorrell was part of the fun, along with Packers alumni Evan Smith, Chris Francis, and Junius Costin. Director of Nursing Amy Barden says having a Packers player deliver the gifts turns a regular hospital day into an unforgettable, joy-filled experience for the kids. Kids and kids at heart will be having a joy-filled experience at Titletown this Sunday on Free Tubing Day. We'll finally break out of the icy cold snap with temps expected in the mid-20s for unlimited thrill rides down Aaron's Hill from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Make sure to sign a waiver online before you go and check out the rules at titletown.com. And another Green Bay hot spot for some cool tubing runs is expected to open tonight. Triangle Hill Sports Area plans to open at 4:30. Delays in funding for snowmaking equipment over the last few years have limited the hill's availability for snow lovers, and last weekend's bitter cold added one more week to the wait. Park officials say the plans to open the tubing hill and at least one ski run by the weekend. They say the best place to check for updates is the Triangle Sports Area Facebook page. With news at the top and bottom of the hour, all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Feldman, 97.9 WGBW News.
The Bucks slump continues. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks head to Boston next to play the Celtics after losing to the Wizards. 109-99, Miles Turner had 21 points, 14 rebounds, but says that missed shots were not the Bucks' problem.
The reason we lost tonight is not makes and misses. It's the bonehead errors, you know. It's the foul and jump shooters for 20 points, whatever it was. It's offensive rebounds. It's turnovers. Like, that's been our Achilles heel the past couple games. I think we're playing, you know, the right way to win games, but it's the margin. You know, that I think we're losing right now. Only something that we correct ourselves.
In Milwaukee, outgoing team president Peter Fagan given a farewell ceremony. Fagan asked if he discussed the trade rumors with Giannis, who was in attendance.
I'd like to say, how do we knock out the noise? You know, and Giannis, I always joke about it. He's focused on rehab. All he cares about is getting back on the court. The one thing that's undeniable, this is his home. This is like where he raised his family. This is like what he loves.
That's the Bucks' Peter Fagan. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Partly cloudy today. We may catch a flurry or two at some point with a high right around 13 this afternoon. The wind chill will be below zero here most of the day once again today. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We're going to drop into the single digits. Tomorrow, though, mostly sunny, a bit warmer with a high of 22. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Green Bay News Roundup from 97.9 WGBW. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. And find more news anytime at WGBW.FM.